It was Pat Pagano. Pat, I tried calling you and it said you were unavailable.
Right. That's because I was on the air on another station.
I'm sorry about that.
I usually get freed up around 46.
You know, it's funny. I didn't even look up at the clock. So I just you know, I was reading the sports news and I said, oh, I guess I'll just punch up Pat now. And so I punched up Pat and there I was getting in the way of somebody else.
Well, that's okay. You know, that's the beauty of the service. You can only do one at a time. Back in the good old days, Marshall, there was two or three of us broadcasting at the same at the same time.
Yeah, but that was also back in the good old days when you could get snowed in at your weather office, and that was back
that's
in
correct.
The good old days when we had copper wires instead of internet and all the expenses that went with it.
Isn't that true? That really? Is very, very true. Everything is relative.
There's imagine the thousands of dollars we save each year by not having to pay for those incredibly expensive phone lines, broadcast lines?
Oh, yeah, I sure do. I sure do.
Well, I just want you to know my power went off and still off at my house.
Oh, on your house?
Yeah, the wind. Oh, no.
Oh, because of the wind.
The only town, really, that was affected poorly in Sharon was Salisbury. 450 people are without power. And I'm surprised it wasn't more. I know New York State in the Hudson Valley, there was about 20,000 people. In the South County, Massachusetts, I think had 5,000 to 10,000. But, yeah, my house. But, like I said, that generator turned on. And I was able to get a nice warm shower, make some scrambled eggs before I came into work, and get dressed comfortably, you know, because it was 11 degrees this morning. So could you imagine being without power from 1:30 till I get up at 4? It would have been like 55 degrees in my house.
Jeez. Yeah, that is really incredible. And how did you make out with your vaccine?
All right, here's the great news. I've got the patch on my arm. And when I got there, I said, you know, I still have a little soreness in my muscle from when I slept on my arm wrong. So hit me on the left arm, and I'm absolutely fine. Here's the way it went, Pat. Being a broadcaster and being a man, I don't follow I don't read directions. Okay, So I went to High Watch. High Watch was doing the recovery, was doing the vaccinations in ours. So I went to High Watch Recovery Center. I get there, they say no. You have to go to the center of Kent. We've got an operation there. So I get there and I'm 10 minutes late. I figure this is it. I've blown it. I'm going to be now pushed off a month. Oh, no, Mr. Miles. Well, you can come on in. Pat, within 3 minutes, I had the needle in my arm because I filled out all that stuff on the computer in advance. Within 3 to 5 minutes, I had the needle in my arm. I was sitting in the waiting room waiting the 15 minutes to leave,
right,
talking to some very nice people from New Milford, from Kent, from Warren. And I came home, and I didn't turn into a zombie. And the only effect I have is I think I'm a little sore around the injection site,
right?
But that's it. And also, automatically, I got an appointment for for my second shot. I think it's 2.5 weeks down the road.
Right.
Now, what happened in Connecticut yesterday is because Connecticut opened up, it was 65 and older, okay? But yesterday they opened up Connecticut to 55 and older, and
right,
that included whatever age you were. As a teacher, I just made it, thank God. Almost every appointment in this is taken up. They have to add more appointments now that they've added this. But it was unbelievably well run. That's all I'll say. And all the computer work that I did beforehand paid off because, like I said, I got there, within 3 minutes, the needle was in my arm, and I was back in the waiting room. It was a very well run experience by the folks at High Watch.
Yeah, and I likewise with me too. So I was very, very happy about the whole thing, and I just try to encourage people who may be undecided that they should do it.
But I will tell you, I did have a dream last night that I was a zombie. From the shot, I did have a dream that I was a zombie and I was going after people. And they were trying to kill me again because I had taken the shot and I turned into the living dead. That's a weird. That's just a crazy dream, but
it's on your mind. It's on your mind. That's all. It's on your mind. But we have the wind advisory continues, as you know, and the wind chill advisory is in effect with Berkshire till 11 a.m. Today, 30 to 35 and sunny and windy. Low 20s tonight, so not as cold. Clear. Tomorrow, partly sunny. We get to the mid-40s, but then it drops again. Partly sunny and brisk, 35 to 40 Thursday. Sun and patchy clouds and windy, middle 30s Friday. And over the weekend, no precipitation. It'll be sunny over the weekend, and the highs will be in the 30s. So this is a pretty, I would have to say, unprecedented first week of March.
And,
aside from the wind, yeah.
And there really is nothing on the horizon, right?
No, there is
not. Yeah. Not even in the long-range maps. There's nothing on the right. Zilch.
Yeah, that's it. And, you know,
and every
generally,
week,
that's what happens. I mean, don't you think we had enough weather in February that now it's time for a nice little break?
Absolutely. And every week that you can go by in March to get to April, the snow goes away quicker and quicker, even if it does come in a storm. Every day that goes by.
Yeah, I totally agree. It does go away quicker.
And the cold outbreaks don't last as long.
No, they really don't. So that's a good thing.
Yes.
Yep. So that is a good thing. And that's pretty much it. There was really not much happening yesterday, aside from the wind. You know, so I worked on that. And overall, I'm kind of taking advantage of the whole thing. Because... Okay. It's nice to take a deep breath and not have to worry about getting up at 2:45 in the morning and figuring out just how many inches everybody is going to get across the New England area. You know, as I often tell everybody, snow doesn't fall evenly. It's not like you could say 6 to 8 inches from Connecticut on up to Maine and leave it at that. And that's one of the backfalls of the wintertime. You know, it's trying to figure all of that stuff out, but. I don't have to worry about it now.
Well, we've got a week's worth of winter-type weather, seasonable weather, you can call it, for March. You know, it's a little cold this morning, but basically if you can get around 40 during the day and stay in the upper 20s at night, that's acceptable first couple of weeks of March.
Yeah. Again, it's better than having to, you know, walk through snow and ice and the whole bit. So, you know. You have to take, sometimes you do have to take some, or step back with some of the weather. But to me, this is a step in the right direction. I'm happy. I mean, I was thinking, you know, last weekend would have been our movie premiere, and the weather was so nice last Saturday. It would have turned out just great, but unfortunately, that was not the case, and we're just going to wait and watch and see what happens. I don't think it's going to be scheduled for this month. But maybe we'll be able to do it next month, depending upon how the pandemic goes.
Why don't you set it up on April Fool's Day?
Well.
And then when people show up to see the movie, say April Fools.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Go home. We don't have food. We don't have drinks. That's
no food, no drink, no movie. April Fools.
Right. Yeah, April Fool's Day is on a Monday, so forget that.
All right. Well, I could try. I want to get back to the shot for a second here. You know, yeah. I'm not a person who likes to get needles. I'm good at it because I think about something else, and I was concerned because of the length of the needle that they use for this.
Yeah, it's got to go into the muscle.
Yes, and I was, but you know what? I didn't.
You can't feel it.
You can't feel it at all.
No.
You can't feel it at all. It was like. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Because, you look at it, it's a pretty long needle, and you say, geez, but nope, can't feel it at all. So.
I know you'll laugh at this. Prior to going, I was thinking, what can I do so I'm not going to feel that needle? And in my refrigerator, not the freezer, I keep a bottle of, and I'm sure you know this, Biofreeze.
Oh, yeah.
It's a liquid roll-on that you use for muscle pain.
Yeah.
And I keep it in the refrigerator so that it's even colder when you put it on for the muscle. I'm thinking to myself, if I coat my arm with Biofreeze before I go, there's a good chance that it will still be almost semi-numb when she gives me the needle. But I wound up not doing it, and I was very glad because there was no need to.
Yeah.
There is just no need to. And that's why, again, I encourage anybody like Marshall, who really doesn't like needles, not to worry about what you see on TV and everything like that. Just go because, as Marshall said, you're talking 3 seconds Yeah. And that's it.
If you, I mean, there are people that have gone to sites that have to wait an hour or 40, but I'm telling you, the site I went to, it was one of the best run operations I've ever seen in my life. Like I said, if I didn't have to wait around for that 15 minutes, I would have been in and out in 3.5 minutes.
Yep. And you know, you don't only do this again for yourself, but you're doing it for everybody. Because the more people get vaccinated, the less this virus will be able to find a host in people. And of course, without it finding a host, it'll just continue to die off. So I say, you know, go and get it. And you, now you got this third vaccine coming out now. So, you know, let's hope.
And that's only a one-shot vaccination.
Yeah.
That's only a one-shot vaccination.
Pretty
cool. So anyway, the whole experience was really fine. Like I said, the only thing I was worried about slightly was the length of the needle, but you don't even feel the needle going in. You just don't. And right where the needle went in, right here on my arm, if I touch it, it's a little sore. But
right.
It's not like when I got my pneumonia vaccination years ago,
right.
My whole arm felt like somebody just beat on it. My whole
and
arm.
The tetanus shot.
Yeah. So this is nothing. This is nothing. Anybody can do this. All right, Pat. So we've got seasonable weather for the week and into the weekend.
Yep. There is just no storms in sight, folks. So sit back, relax. You may not enjoy the cold, but you'll enjoy the sun.
Hey, I enjoy my generator. Again, thanks to GK Electric. All right, Pat. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.